Having a teen feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 422 through 428. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hello, friends. I'm Laura Adams, and this is the Money Girl Podcast, where my mission is to help you live rich and love the journey. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm so glad you're here, and I've got a great show for you today. Whether you need quick ways to cut your expenses because it's the holidays or just because you want to save more for retirement next year or other financial goals that you're working on, there are plenty of ways to lower your monthly bills right now. So that's what we're going to cover in this show. Whatever the goal, I've got 10 ways that you can cut your bills and save more money. Some of these tactics might put a few dollars back in your bank account, while others can save you hundreds, maybe thousands each year. No matter what your financial situation is, we all like to save money. So see if you can put at least one of these tips to good use right now or in the coming year to save more. I'm going to give you lots of great resources, so don't feel like you've got to write everything down. We put the show notes up for you, so you've got a resource that's always there. Just go to the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Look for episode number 524, 10 best ways to lower your bills now. All right, we got a lot to cover today, so let's start with the first way to lower your bills. That is to switch to a better smartphone plan. We're all on our smartphones these days all the time, but you can save if you find a plan that gives you the right amount of minutes and data for less. So figure out how much data you've used for the past several months and then research plans that fit. One resource I'll send you to is TracFone.com, TracFone. They're a pay-as-you-go wireless phone service that does not require long-term contracts, credit checks, deposits, activation fees, or monthly bills. It's a really simple service that runs on the nation's best 4G LTE networks, and it's got unlimited carryover. So that means you keep any of your unused minutes, text, and data. Even more, you have the power to alter your no-contract plan as often as your needs change with no penalties. The second way to lower your bills now is to cut your food bill. In general, we Americans eat way too much, and we waste a lot of food as well. So if you're in the habit of buying loads of pre-packaged or frozen foods, it's time to change your approach to cooking. Instead, I would encourage you to buy whole foods that cost less, are healthier, and will probably taste a whole lot better. You want to stick to the perimeters of the supermarket when you shop. That's where you're going to find the good stuff, the vegetables, the dairy products, and meats. The middle aisles are stocked with processed foods that are not as good for you, and they can also wreck your food budget. Also, look for where are the farmers markets in your area. I love farmers markets. You can choose from a variety of seasonal fruits and vegetables and get it from people who grow them or broker these products. Depending on where you live, some bigger farmers markets might also have a variety of fish, meat, bread, coffee, condiments, and pre-made salads. When I lived in California, that was one of my favorite things to do every Saturday with my husband. We'd get up and make a trip to the farmers market. It really can be a lot of fun, and it's a great way to shop together. Even if you've got to drive to another city or town, the savings and quality you get can really be worth it. Be sure to bring cash with you when you're, especially when you're just checking out a farmer's market for the first time, because some vendors may not accept credit cards. And before you go, try to plan a couple of meals so that you know what you're shopping for. Planning helps you shop less frequently, and of course, that saves time, hassle, and gas money. When you're cooking at home, a great strategy is to double or triple a recipe and then freeze portions for future lunches and dinners. And if you're not a fan of leftovers or shopping, no problem. You can try a meal delivery service like Sunbasket that can be incredibly economical. They bring you seasonal, pre-measured ingredients right to your door that comes in a beautiful, packaged, recyclable, refrigerated box, so you have zero waste. A third way to cut your bills is buy online for bigger discounts. For a lot of items, you're going to come out ahead by purchasing them online. Here's why. You stay focused. I think when you wander around a brick and mortar store or a grocery store, it's really easy to get distracted by in-store displays, sale items, trying things out. And if you're like me, you end up buying more than you really need. Buying online also saves you time. It's a lot faster and it's more efficient than battling traffic, parking, and long checkout lines in stores. You typically get free shipping. Many large online retailers offer free shipping to keep you loyal, so get what you need without having to pay for transportation or go anywhere. I love buying online because you don't have to handle it. Having your items delivered to your doorstep or apartment mailroom saves you from having to do the heavy lifting, especially for bulk orders. And you can easily compare prices. Searching for an item online shows you a variety of sites that sell it, so it's really easy to see which merchant has the lowest price, an upcoming promotion, or that valuable free shipping. When you're shopping online, never check out before checking for ways to get even more savings. There are some great cashback and discount code sites that can really sweeten the deal. At the top of the show, I mentioned Top Cashback. They are one of my favorite ways to cut the cost of just about any type of online purchase. And it's free to join it and use it. They get paid from thousands of top online stores when you buy something. And instead of keeping the whole commission, they share a portion of it with you. The fourth way to save money is to buy in bulk when possible. Buying your non-perishable items in bulk can save a lot of money over time, but just be sure that you expect to use the excess in the future. Here's a good example. Buying one box of 50 garbage bags may cost you 15 cents per bag, but if you buy 250 of the same item, that could reduce the cost per bag to 8 cents, and you know you're going to use garbage bags, so that's a great item to stock up on and buy in bulk. I always buy paper products, cleaning products, soaps, vitamins, office supplies in large quantities because I'm certain that I'll use them. Additionally, some grocery items with long shelf lives like popcorn, coffee, cereal, rice, beans, pasta, and canned food can also be great bulk purchases if you're sure that you will consume them before they expire. I'm a big fan of Amazon's Subscribe and Save program because you get up to 15% off a huge selection of grocery, personal care, and household items, plus they give you that free shipping. You set the delivery schedule you want, either monthly or I think even up to 6 months in the future. And then you can cancel at any time if you don't want the item anymore, or maybe you've already got enough of it and you just don't want another shipment. It's a really great way to manage your bulk orders in one place. The fifth way to save money is use a rewards credit card. There are a variety of rewards credit cards that can layer on additional savings.
Having a teen feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday Savings only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Okay, back to the fifth tip, which is using a rewards credit card. There are loads of great rewards cards out there, and the more qualified purchases you rack up on these cards, the more cash or points that you'll get back to spend. I use a rewards card to pay for just about everything, from everyday purchases to household bills. When you use a rewards card responsibly and pay off your balance in full and on time each month, you get to take full advantage of the rewards without having to pay any interest. The idea is to get benefits for purchases that you're going to make anyway, but not to buy more than your budget allows or to buy extra stuff just for the rewards. So my advice is not to change your spending habits, just change your payment habits. Here are some tips to get the most from a rewards card. You want to earn rewards where you spend the most money. So choose a credit card that will earn rewards at the stores where you shop or for the type of products that you buy frequently, like groceries, gas, or airline tickets. For instance, I love the credit card that Amazon offers for its Prime members. You can get 5% back using this card for the purchases at Amazon.com, and it also gives you discounts at restaurants, gas stations, and drugstores. You also want to get a card with no annual fee and the lowest interest rate possible. This will increase the value of your rewards and cost you less if you do have to carry a balance from month to month. But that's not what I recommend. I recommend using a rewards card only when you can pay it off in full. However, paying an annual fee can make sense if you're a big spender and you're definitely going to earn more than enough rewards to offset that annual fee. Another tip is stay alert to the rewards expiration dates. If you earn points that have to be redeemed by a certain date, make sure that you put a reminder on your calendar so you don't lose them. Also, consider a card's additional free benefits. That might include travel insurance, extended product warranties, and other buyer protections that may make one card a better deal for you than another. And take advantage of bonus programs. Many rewards cards offer discounts or extra points or travel miles when you shop with their online partners or through their online shopping malls. Always review the partner offers before you make a big purchase so you don't miss any discount opportunities. Getting the most out of your rewards program will mean spending a little time managing it, but it's well worth it. Okay, the sixth tip to save money on your bills is save power at home. Whether you own or rent your home, there are easy ways to cut your power bills. One option is to find out if your utility company offers an energy management program. These are great because they reduce power during occasional periods of high demand. So if you're willing to give your power company a little bit of control over certain appliances like your water heater, pool pump, or central air conditioner during limited times, you can receive some nice rebates. I've heard some people talk about 40% off their utility bills for just signing up for these types of programs. So this is a great option, especially if you're away from home during a large part of the day. And if you can't get a power rebate from your electric company, do your part to conserve power and water on your own. Consider lowering the temperature on your hot water heater to 125, maybe up to 130 degrees Fahrenheit, and consider doing more loads of laundry using cold water. See if your thermostat is programmable so you can turn up the heat or cool air just before you get home rather than paying for it all day long. And if not, you can purchase a basic programmable thermostat for like $15 on Amazon. The seventh way to save is Save gas while you're on the road. Many gas stations located near highways charge a lot more per gallon than those farther away. So whether you're traveling over the holidays or just commuting to work on a daily basis, choose a less expensive station and pay for gas using a rewards credit card that gives you cash back or points for every dollar you spend on gas. Also, keep an eye on your tires, especially during the winter, because they lose pressure slowly over time. Driving with underinflated tires reduces your fuel economy. So check your owner's manual or the sticker in the driver's side door to find the proper tire pressure for your vehicle. Every 2 psi of air added to your tires can improve gas mileage by 1%. Number 8, cancel unused memberships and subscriptions. I want you to look back over the past 12 months and consider how often you really use memberships like a gym or a country club membership. If you're not using them at least once a week or every other week, you're probably not getting your money's worth. If you're getting a newspaper or magazines that you don't read, cancel them at renewal. You may be able to get the same content for free online. If you end up dropping a service or subscription and then really end up missing it, you can always purchase it again in the future. Number 9, shop your auto insurance. Every driver needs auto insurance, but you may be overpaying if you haven't shopped and compared quotes in a while. No two insurers charge the same rate for the same policy because they evaluate policyholders differently. For instance, if you've received a moving violation, you don't have good credit, or you drive a high number of annual miles, carriers have unique calculations that factor these into your rate. You may find that your current auto insurance provider is giving you a good deal, but you won't know until you shop at least several different companies. Most insurers offer a discount if you bundle your auto policy with a home or condo or renter's policy. If you use different companies for these different types of insurances, ask for a bundled quote. Also, consider getting quotes with higher deductibles on your auto and home policies. That lowers your annual premium, but the savings will vary depending on the state where you live. Check out sites like MetroMile, USAA, and Liberty Mutual Insurance for free quotes. And the last tip, number 10, pay less interest on your debt. Reducing your debt, or the interest rate you've got to pay for your debt, helps cut your monthly expenses. If you've got large debts like home loans, look at refinancing your mortgage for less when interest rates have dropped at least 1% below the rate you're paying. For student loans, you may be able to consolidate them or do a refinance depending on whether they're from the federal government or a private lender. If you have smaller debts with double-digit interest rates, such as credit cards or personal loans, consider if a balance transfer credit card could save money by cutting your interest to 0% during a promotional period. And if you're interested in learning more about reducing your debt, I am super excited to be launching a course right after the new year called Get Out of Debt Fast. It's going to go really in-depth on how to pay off credit cards, student loans, and every kind of debt you owe. I'll tell you a lot more about it right after the new year. If you're on my weekly email, you'll automatically get information about it. To subscribe, just text Get Updates with no space to the number 33444. Keep listening, learning, and leveraging your resources to grow richer every single day. If you're enjoying the show, let me know by subscribing for free and taking a minute to submit a quick 5-star review on iTunes. I read every one. And if you have not submitted a review yet, I would consider that a fantastic holiday gift. You can give that to me and everyone at the Quick and Dirty Tips Network. And by the way, if you have questions, comments, suggestions for future show topics, I want to hear them. You can reach me in several ways on Twitter at Laura Adams, or directly on my contact page at lauradadams.com. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Having a team feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 422 through 428. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.